integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well,
you get the start.
You want to duel for this? Oh, sorry. I just looked up at the screen, Dr. Weiss. I think you threw me at, and I was otherwise occupied just looking straight into my mic here. So,
well,
okay.
I started the last one. I figured this one, you know, that kind of stuff. But
puberty, I will definitely start this one out. Nobody knows that we are just stringing these episodes along together, talking the good talk and helping people stay well. But I have always, when I've lectured, and I lecture, I have this great lecture on hijacked by your hormones, you know, have you lost control and do you want to regain it? And it gets a lot of people in the doors. It's great that way. But let me tell you something. One of the things that I've often said, and this is a true story, you know, a lot of people are like, where do you get your material? And I'm like, I just live and breathe. It just comes right through my pathways as a nomadic human, you know, kind of running through life. This is a true story. So young girl, 4 years old, following her dad around, just playing, probably day like 78 degrees, sun. And what is he doing? He's fertilizing his lawn, right? So we now know fertilizer, weed killer, et cetera, to make lawns really pretty. Well, guess what they're full of? They are full of things called endocrine disruptors and or xenoestrogen. So very powerful estrogens. Now, estrogen, I just want to talk real briefly about what the heck that is. We all know it's a hormone. It has been related to female hormones, but men have estrogen as well. And estrogen hormones in general tell cells to grow, to deliver messages. That's what they do. Well, estrogen's message is to tell cells to grow and proliferate. And hey, isn't that cool? That's so cool because it is the number one hormone working when those breast buds get going at puberty. It initiates so strong, it initiates puberty in a young girl. And as well, it's awesome when it's working at the first half of the menstrual cycle, getting the uterine lining all plumped up, right? Proliferation of cells, ready for that egg to come down. But boy, if we get too much of it, first of all, what happens? We're seeing young girls at the age of 10, 9, 9 years old starting their periods. Yeah, and it is a problem. I think it's a problem.
Well, I think it's a problem, and it's a problem unique to America. You're not seeing it in Canada.
Exactly.
You're not seeing it in Mexico. You're not seeing it in any other part of the world. What you're also seeing is a lack of oversight or protection from these xenoestrogens and regular just plain old estrogen getting dumped into our food supplies, like our beef industry and things like that. The new normal, according to this lady, Dr. Wendy Walsh, the new normal is now 10 years old, is what they're saying. And I have a 3-year-old and I have a 22-year-old, both girls. And one thing, there's such a dramatic change when puberty hits, and it's a positive change. And I think some parents miss those sort of, non-puberty days, those younger days. I was fine with it, but it's really great when they get 12, 13, 14 years in that sort of innocent phase, in that phase where they don't. It's not about sex and reproduction and hormones. And their lives so dramatically change that I think a girl deserves 12 to 13 years minimum in that place before the burden or the honor, depending on how you look at it, of procreating the species sets in. And, then they're on the clock to procreate the species somehow or whatever until, mid to late 40s, early 50s, and then they're sort of off again the clock. But to me, it's stealing an innocence. It's stealing, it's robbing.
Aww.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, I think that, starting puberty is an initiation. I mean, you go back into the Native American teachings and such, it's an initiation into adulthood. And sure, I think that it would be fair to keep that innocence of childhood around as long as possible. I mean, shoot, I've gone through puberty and menopause and I'm still trying to grow up. So maybe I have another problem over here that we could talk about one day. But But I believe that you're right. And I think that the other thing, though, is that exposure to the tissue of that. I mean, there are risk factors, and it's known. Mm-hmm. If you don't protect your breast from, let's say, a pregnancy, from being pregnant often throughout this natural fertility, because that basically reduces the exposure, the overall exposure of estrogen to your body. So people that don't have kids have been known to be at a higher risk for estrogen-induced cancers. And so also when you're starting your puberty younger, ending your menses or your natural fertility stage later as well, that period over time where you're exposed to estrogen really does and can take a toll on the tissue, depending on what else is happening and, of course, what else it's being exposed to, et cetera. So I think robbing it in is one thing to look at, but also at the same time, I think it is a point of a risk for inherent disease.
Has to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can't be good because that's the way nature set it up throughout, you know, thousands of years of figuring out the best way to do things. That's the way it was set up. You know, Shauna, my oldest, when we moved her here from Europe, she was 11. Every girl around her had her period except for her. So she's still in dolls. And they're moving on. And then at about 13, and we never gave her hormone beef, no toxic stuff, she started to eat out with some of her friends, went and ate some regular beef at the place, out at restaurants. 3 days in a row, boom, her period started. Like,
I got to tell you something.
On it.
I have to tell you something. Ugh. This is really important, listeners. This is no joke. And he is not joking. That can happen. It can be so provocative. I shot my show, Myth Define, with Dr. Holly last summer in New York, and I was in hair and makeup really twice a day because we shot two shows a day, and I bet you I ate at least, I don't know, maybe two tubes of lipstick. Now, I didn't have much control, and maybe as I grow to be a more powerful person in the media, I could request, and maybe I could have taken some initiative and requested a more environmentally and then therefore Holly friendly lipstick. But I, after not having my period for a year and a half, so being frankly in menopause, I started my period when I was in New York.
That's crazy.
About 3 weeks.
We're getting you some Hauschka lipstick, Holly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like stuff. I said, you know, there was so much going on, and personal responsibility, I can't blame it on the show. I can't blame it on my lovely hair and makeup person. I'd blame it on myself. But I think it's just one of those things where we just got to keep thinking and keep using our minds.
Well, and how we approach this is, and number one, looking out for these endocrine disruptors that Holly, Tori Hudson, these experts in the field, we get to call her Holly on the show, but please don't forget this woman is an expert in the world on these things. Lectures, sees patients all the time, has TV shows, radio. So we're talking about experts defining these things is that endocrine disruptors and keeping them out of your life, from simple lawn chemicals to what you're gardening with, to your toothpaste, to your lipsticks. Go into our archives and look at our shows on lipstick, on makeup, on popcorn. We are laying them all out for you. And we're also laying out the alternatives to do this. Now, with my three-year-old, there's nothing but clean meats are in her diet. You know, it has to be organic, or we know where the farm is, all that, lots of berries and things like that. She doesn't play, I mean, every single marker, every toy, we try and manage the best as we can. She does play with some plastics. It's hard to keep that out, but we don't allow them into the tub into the tub while she's bathing, so they leach off and she sits there and bathes in these things. Those are some of the steps that we've made.
Yeah, and I think those are great. And so, once again, I think it's all about being aware and using your mind. I have a perfect example of not using my mind last year when I was, you know, allowing anybody to slap anything on my face and having that exposure. But knowing that we live in a very feminizing, I should say, society, and there are steps that you can take to decrease exposure once again. And remember that website. We talk about it a lot, EWG.org. Yeah. They've got the Clean 15, the Dirty Dozen. They've got a cosmetic database. Throw them $10. They're a nonprofit organization. They're going to help you stay well, just like we want to here on Radio MD.